Hello, Greg LaFollette, Intersection Live. Today I'm visiting with Joanne Cummings. Joanne is the product manager for the tax compliance product for CCH. It's a Wolters Kluwer business. And Joanne, your product is ProSystem FX Tax. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, I'm very, very glad to have you here today. As you know, listeners of this podcast will be reading the review for this spring in the CPA Technology Advisor, where we've talked to many users and former users and current users, and I certainly know the product. I've watched it for a long, long time. I certainly don't know it as well as you do. Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get this job?
Well, I'm a CPA, and you know, I have done my time in public accounting, and I've also been a corporate controller, and I was a product manager for many, many years with a competitor, and that's how I came to CCH. So for the past 20 years, I have been in the tax software business, and you know, I love it. I love every minute of it. Couldn't really conceive of going back to being just a CPA again.
Well, that's it. I got to know, how long does it take to do your time in public accounting? I've been doing it for 35 years, and I've not been paroled yet.
I did my time in whatever it took, the 3 or 4 years it took to get my experience to get my certificate.
So help me, first of all, understand a couple of metrics about ProSystem FX. It's very widely adapted. You know, when I talk to top 100 firms, I see you're very, very deep there. I mean, you've got a huge base of users. Give me some size.
Yes, we do. We have about 20,000 firms who are our clients, and we go all the way from the sole proprietor who licenses a standalone system to, like you said, to the top 100 CPA firms. So we span the whole spectrum of the market there.
Yep. There's 20,000. That gives you a pretty good understanding of the whole gamut of practices and styles of returns.
Yes, it does. We've got all styles.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about how tax season has gone for you. It's we've just finished up. We're recording this on the 19th of March, so we've just finished up corporate filing deadline.
Yes, we did.
I happen to office in a firm that uses ProSystem FX. I didn't see any dead bodies lying around in the tax department, so you know, I think we did okay there. How did it go with the other 19,999 firms?
It is going very well, and I fully intend for it to stay that way right through April 15th. But we've had a great tax season. We've had a lot of thank yous from clients, and you know, one way I measure that, Greg, is really how many calls do I get or emails from account reps that say, hey, it's going good, Joanne, because then they can look forward to an easy selling season or an easy renewal system. And like I said, it's been a very good tax season.
So your target to ship at the, you know, the end of the year, the beginning of tax season, what's your first software release in the season?
Our first software release really comes around the 1st of December, and we release consistently after that, almost every week after that. And we did great this year. We had everything out on time, and I think we especially did well with our e-filing states. We tried real hard to get those e-filing states out there just as soon as the states released their forms, and we did a great job, and one that clients really appreciated there, so we did good there.
One of the problems that many of the vendors have had over the last couple of years is with various states getting forms approval, and that's certainly not the vendor's fault. I understand this very well. And some of the states have cleaned up their act, but there's still some that cause you a little bit of angst. Talk to me about how that process works, because a lot of end users don't really understand what happens.
It's really a manufacturing process, and you're right, end users don't understand it, and you know, it even gets to where they don't much care whether it's the state's fault or ours. They're just angry. So it's a process where we find out the final law from the states, we start marking up our forms with changes, then we have to send it to the state for approval. Sometimes, you know, some blank forms, some forms with data, and they have to approve it and they send it back, and only then can we do what we call putting it in production and release it to our users. And again, it's a process that starts many, many, many months back, and it takes a lot of effort and a lot of coordination to track all those forms from all those states and from the federal government as well. And you're right that anytime there's a late form released by the state, clients are mad. They want to get those returns done and out the door.
Well, and I know that this will come as a shock to many people, but there are a couple of states that have bureaucrats in those offices, and they're not as highly motivated as the accountants out in the field or as the employees at WK.
You're exactly right, and it's, you know, sometimes they just don't show a sense of urgency. I don't know any other way to say it, but we'll call because we're desperate about a form, and they'll say, oh, they're at a seminar for a week, and that's the only person that can talk to you. So, yeah, it can be pretty frustrating, and they don't see it the same way we or our clients do. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there in the sense of urgency.
How many of your users are virtually all now updating via the internet? Is that true?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the percentage there, but I think it's the vast majority. Our first release of the year has to go on a CD or a DVD, sure. But from then on, every release can be downloaded, and most of our clients like that much better than waiting for something to come in the mail. So they like that methodology, and they really wish that our first release could be delivered that way too.
Well, it actually could be. You know, you might have to tune that up for one of those for some year out. Many of your users simply put that on automatic, and you've been releasing updates every Friday, right?
Is that your right. Process? That's exactly right. The downloads are available on Fridays.
Yeah, that's when I can always see the one of the bulletin boards kind of light up when the release comes out and people start talking about what's in there, and it's always exciting. For the most part, been pretty positive this year.
Yes, it's been very positive.
What did your users most like this year that you did? What came off positive?
Well, I think a lot of them really liked the consolidated 1099 that we released. We released a look-alike source document form, so they could go to a screen that looks just like the consolidated 1099 they got from their broker, and they could enter all their data, and then it carried to wherever in the tax return it needed to go, whether it's interest, dividends, gains, or whatever. They really liked that. Again, because it saves them time, and that's what they're all looking for. I think another thing they really liked was that we had a new Express Organizer, which really was a checklist approach to Organizer, where instead of having the taxpayer fill out the amounts, they just check that I've attached this source document and mailed it back to the preparer. So those were two features we got a lot of good feedback from.
Actually heard, well, number one on my list was your consolidated 1099. That's a really, really nice feature, and I've heard other people comment on the Express Organizer. One of the other things that I saw that's certainly helpful, especially in this real busy let's get these partnerships done, is that the K-1 separate package PDF printing.
Exactly, they like that a lot. They like the ability to print them each to a separate PDF, so they could retrieve them easily. If, for instance, if somebody lost theirs or wanted a copy or something, so you're right, they did like that one a lot.
Especially for somebody that does a bunch of partnerships or some large partnerships, used to have to do that manually. So that was a real big plus.
Exactly, it's a big time saver.
You've been the mom of this product for a while. What is the most, in your opinion, the most underutilized special feature in your product? You know, it's that one that you show to people and they go, "Wow, I didn't know that." put that in, and you say, oh, about a half an hour ago, you know, when really it was 5 years ago.
Right.
What is that, in your opinion?
You know, I would say that it's the import and export to Excel or from Excel into what we call in the tax application, we call it a summary grid, and all that is a columnar input area on a worksheet. And for things like interest is in a grid, dividends are in a grid, all your gains and losses are in grids. And a wizard leads you through this, and you can create your import file by exporting it. So it's really a time saver. Then you can go to Excel, fill in all your data, punch a button, and you import it back in the tax app. You know, and everybody ought to be using that, and you're right. Sometimes we show this, and they say, oh, my gosh, where has that been? Well, it's been there for a while. So everyone needs to use it because it's a great feature.
That's when you really have to tell them, though, that you just put it in.
Exactly.
It'll break
we just
heart.
Did that the last release.
it just came out last Friday. Special for you. Is that your favorite feature, Joanne, or do you have something else that you kind of like?
You know, my favorite feature is Global FX, which is the internet version of ProSystem FX Tax. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's all I use. And what it does for our preparers is just great. They never install software again. They're always on the latest version. You know, we take care of everything for them. And I don't understand why 90% of our accounts aren't on it. But those who have switched to Global, you know, they come back and they say, my God, I love this. This has changed my life. And I can't believe I didn't do this a long time ago. So it makes them very happy. And again, it's my favorite thing. I love it.
And my prediction is that in another 5 or 10 years, we'll all be doing that.
You got it. We will.
Yeah, actually, for everything, if we can get past this silly IRS 7216 thing, and we figure out what that's going to mean, and if that bleeds over into any kind of an ASP offering or something,
right?
We'll have to wait and see.
That's right. We will.
How did you do in support this year? What generated the most questions?
I think it's always basically the same areas. Now, going back to something we were talking about earlier, Greg, we get a tremendous amount of phone calls on when's this form going to be released or when's the state going to release. I mean, the minute anything gets late delivery by the state, you know, that creates a lot of calls. But the other areas are always the same. Expatriate returns, oh my God, we get a lot of calls on those.
Sure.
Anything to do with foreign taxes. Multi-state returns, consolidations, and, you know, the M3. So those are all things that are complex by their nature. And it's tough for preparers sometimes. And we get a lot of calls on them.
And those calls oftentimes are as much about tax law as they are about software or technology.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They depend on CCH's expertise to help them. And if you're doing a couple hundred expat returns, that person probably doesn't need to call you.
That's right. But if you're doing one or two, then you
yep.
call.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about users, you know, this person who depends on you. What makes a user a good user? You know, how come one seems to be more successful? One of the things I thought of, Joanne, as you were talking about people calling you up to find out if a form had been released, you've got other tools where they could find that out quicker than a phone call, right?
Yes, we do.
So the clever people do that, right?
Exactly. And you're just leading me right where I want to go. I think the most successful user is an informed user. And there are lots of product communications that we put out. You know, first and foremost, be in our release notes, which tells you a lot about what's in this release. And it's important to read those things. And, Greg, you'd be surprised how many people don't. And then they call in asking about something that was right there in our release notes. We send out something called an EFX News, which is an email blast. that we send out any time we think there is critical information we need to get to our users, like a state has informed us that they're going to delay e-filing, something like that. And again, it's something you have to sign up for, so you have to be a little proactive to get that email coming your way. But those who do are our most successful users because they're informed. They know what's going on. And they make use of the tools that we put out on our website, like our release schedules, and which is on a form-by-form basis. So you can go see when a form is projected to be released.
Right. So, Joanne, I'm going to kind of wrap up here with a couple
okay.
of questions, and one of them is I guess it's the same question with a little bit different temporal pitch. And the first part of the question is tell me a little bit about some of the things that you're thinking about for next year's enhancements, and I'm certainly not asking you to commit to anything because
okay.
I'm not ready to do that yet, but what kinds of things are you looking at for the next year or two, and then finish that up with, you know, you've been doing tax compliance. I've been doing tax compliance for a very long time. Back, we used to call it CompuTax back in the real old days.
That's right.
You know, and now, you know, 20, 30 years later, this is what we're doing. What do you see 15, 20 years from now? You know,
okay.
So where are we next year? And then farther out?
Next year, we've got a lot of things coming up. Some of those we're beginning to release right now because we want to get them released in time for the 9/15 filing deadline. We're releasing the ability to consolidate your insurance returns, so your 1120Ls and your 1120PCs and your mixed group consolidation. We're releasing that this summer, and the ability to e-file the mixed group consolidation, which is a brand new thing that has to be done. It's mandated for many, many corporations. Next December, you're going to see 10 new e-filing states. You're going to see some new 990 states like Connecticut and New Jersey. And we're going to add some combined reports. We're going to add Illinois, Michigan, New Jersey, New York. So it's going to be a big year. We've got lots coming down the road.
So what about what's going to happen, you know, a few 4 or 5 years down the road? I know you've got a small release of a scan and populate some tax automation.
Exactly.
Tax document automation. Is that going successfully?
It's going well. We don't have an exact date yet, but you'll begin to be able to have that scan product actually recognize what the data is and just feed it directly into the tax return, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing because, no transcription errors when you do it that way. Again, it's a time saver. Everything that we're trying to focus on in the next 5 years, 10 years are things that make our preparers more efficient and save them time per return. Everything boils down to time per return. But I think, going out some years, that what you're going to see is all the source documents that taxpayers are going to get are going to be electronic. They're going to get electronic W-2. Their consolidated 1099 is going to be electronic. Their closing statement for when they sold their home, everything will be electronic. In other words, you'll truly begin to see the world move to paperless. And I think you'll see everything's going to be internet accessible, including all the admin tasks that our preparers have to do. They're going to update their account information online. They're going to order additional products online. Everything's going to be self-service, and it's going to be done over the internet. So I think that's the transformation that you're going to see in this business. Again, there's not going to be any paper coming in. All that data is going to be imported directly into the tax return, and I think it's going to be a wonderful thing. It's going to be a real time saver.
I'll call you back in 20 years, Jeff.
Okay.
We'll see exactly how far we came, because when I started in public accounting 35 years ago, there were people talking about paperless back then.
I know it.
Yeah,
I know it, but it's going to happen. I promise you.
But we are making a lot of progress, and a lot of that goes to the work that you guys at Walters Kluwer and CCH have been doing. Joanne, I thank you so much for your time. I've been visiting with Joanne Cummings, who's the product manager for Walters Kluwer CCH business unit for their tax product, ProSystem FX Tax. And Joanne, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Go back to work and keep all those users as satisfied as they have been.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.